As is often the case this time of year, much of the West is under a cloud of smoke. Wildfires are again decreasing the air quality in nearby communities. But the smoke also presents an opportunity for researchers. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Joe Dimitrovich knows firsthand what it's like to breathe in wildfire smoke day in and day out. He's a firefighter and researcher with the Forest Service in Montana and says smoke is just one of the risks faced by men and women on the fire line. Now, he's studying the carbon monoxide levels fire personnel have to deal with.
As we deal with these risks on a minute-by-minute basis sometimes out there, it will help our firefighters make more informed decisions on how they're operationally going to work in that fire environment.
Dimitrovich says concern over long-term smoke exposure was first looked at after the 1988 Yellowstone fires, when firefighters couldn't get a break from smoke for weeks. But he says researchers didn't have the technology then to really understand the impacts. Monitors now can test toxin levels in real time. The researcher says he hopes to get firefighters from all over the country to participate during his 5-year study. Reporting in Boise, I'm Frankie Barnhill.